if you look at all the great takings that I am worried about, this is the least that I'm worried about. You know, so I'm worried about the banks. I'm worried about the real estate. I'm really worried about the I'm worried about all the real assets, the banking system, number one, and all the real assets. And what I know is if they get financial transaction control, they can grab everything, including the securities. Why would a housewife who was vacuum cleaning a house give away her vacuum cleaner before the house was cleaned?
Right.
The stock market and the security system is the vacuum cleaner that Mr. Global has been using to securitize and get control of enormous amounts of assets and bubble the economy. Why would he stop? He's in the middle of the planet equity scenario. Right. It's working for him. Why would he crash it? He wouldn't. It doesn't, it doesn't make any sense. But let's turn to a very important topic, land and real estate. What will happen to land and real estate as a result of changes underway? Is there a great taking of real estate underway? What are rollovers in the commercial and residential real estate market going to do in 2024? What about the existing energy model? Will energy delivered by wireless technology at low cost be implemented soon? What do purchases of whole neighborhood and single family residential development signal? Are there any jurisdictions that will respect personal assets and property rights? If they get real estate transaction control, they're going after everybody's real estate. And of course, the health, using healthcare to bankrupt people is a way of getting a hold of their real estate.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to wonder where the safer jurisdictions are going to be with respect to your last questions.
Any state that it stops financial transaction control is going to be relatively safe.
Yeah.
Because it's also going to have strong Second Amendment. So you want a well-armed population with a state that's got financial transaction freedom. Well, I'll say it very simply. We have bubbled the debt markets and the paper market and the collateral fraud. And now that that game is coming to an end, or it's, you know, it's diminishing, and we're going from a world where capital is free to the insiders to expensive capital, what you're watching is the game of musical chairs is over and people are running for the chairs.
Yep.
And the chairs are the real asset. The whole game here is who gets the real asset.
Yes.
It's not, do they grab all the securities? To hell with all the securities. You want on the ground control of the real assets.
Real assets.
And this is about who gets the real assets. And they don't worry about whether you have fee title to the real assets because they have 1,000 ways of taking them.
Right.
And so your job is to make sure they don't take your real assets. Don't worry about your securities. Worry about
your hard
assets.
We have been in two capitalist cultures in this country that we default to when we think of it. The first is what's good for Wall Street is good for America. That's the finance capitalism. The other one is what's good for Detroit is good for America. That's the equity productive capitalism. And we've been so much in the Wall Street mentality that this is what we think of. And I think the reason that all of this upset the people that it did and the way it did is they weren't paying a bit of attention to the productive aspect of the economy at all. They could have cared less. But now that it's come home to hit them, now all of a sudden they're waking up. I'm not surprised
about
this.
I think somehow, I don't understand this yet, so I'll just muse on it. I think somehow their stock portfolio made them feel safe.
Well, yeah. In a finance capitalism world where everything is being done by paper transaction, that's your security.
I think they think as long as they're financing the establishment,
right,
they'll be okay.
Yeah.
As long as they have a big enough stock portfolio.
As long as I'm financing their rehypothecation, I'm safe. That's the security blanket.
Right. That's the security blanket.
Yeah.
And they just got a wake-up message that said, no.
Mm-mm.
What was it you said? You know, you're on the menu too.
You're on the menu too.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Now, that means pushback in 2024 is really different. because you've got a whole lot of really smart, capable, well-educated, professionally trained people with big stock portfolios who've suddenly discovered they're on the menu.